At the top of the pyramid is an upbeat, action-packed dramedy about a group of teens who struggle with peer pressure and family issues while trying to find the courage to follow their own hearts. The film opens this Sunday and Monday at the Cinemark Oakley Station. And in addition to veteran stars Dean Cain from Hit the Floor and Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, and Steve Guttenberg from Diner and the Police Academy franchise, one of the fresh faces in the film belongs to the gentleman who's on the phone from Los Angeles, Isaac J. Sullivan. Welcome, Isaac, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much, Robin. It is a pleasure to be here right now.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm very excited because you grew up here in Cincinnati and you actually graduated from Princeton High School, my alma mater.
Go Vikes.
Go Vikes. And I understand, too, that when I talked to my daughter about you, that you had a nickname.
I did.
Yeah, Sticks.
Yes, right. Sticks was my nickname up there.
That's probably a good segue to talk about your modeling career. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Okay. But you are definitely built for high fashion modeling. Where has that career taken you?
It's taken me all over the world. I started in Cincinnati, as I said, and I just was doing some local shows at the University of Cincinnati. Being at the University of Cincinnati, I decided to do a couple of fashion shows while I was playing football. And after the show at the University of Cincinnati called the DAP program, was the DAP program show, I was approached by an agent. Her name was Chantel Brookings at Seven Models Academy. And after the show, she said, would you like to do this full time and travel the world and make good money? And I said, you mean to tell me I can walk down this runway here and do a spin and come back and I can get paid for this and I can travel the world and I can live? She said, absolutely. And I said, well, where do I sign up? So I signed up, I took some classes and I learned some things. And after that, I say in about 3 to 4 months, I had an audition for Tyler Perry. And I ended up working on The House of Pain. So I packed up and moved to Atlanta for a bit. And from there, I ended up coming to L.A. And not too long after that, I got in touch with Richard Willis Jr. of Moselle Entertainment Group. And quickly after that, he got in touch with the Sean John representatives. And I was in New York working as one of the faces of Sean John. And I did that for 3 years from 2008 to 2011. Yeah, so, I mean, that was the big deal for me, and that really opened the door for so many other things. Literally, I was trying to get back to L.A., but before I could even get back, Armani, I ended up getting a job with Giorgio Armani to work in Milan. So, I mean, modeling has really opened doors for me to get me all around the world and see all kinds of things I never would have saw. And those are just some of the ones that you were able to see. I mean, I've had sit-downs with Dolce & Gabbana and Versace and Calvin Klein and all those guys, and it's really an honor to come from where I came from to be able to experience some of the things that I've experienced. People used to ask me, so where are you now? That used to be the main question, like, so where are you? I mean, where exactly are you? Because you're always moving around so much. And thanks to modeling, it has blessed me to be able to see a lot of the world.
Let's talk about this movie.
Okay.
I love the description that I read, which was Bring It On meets Friday Night Lights.
That's right.
I sampled some of the music.
All right.
Yeah, that's really cool as well. But how did this all come about? And tell us about the film.
Okay. At the Top of the Pyramid came about through Moselle Entertainment Group and Slamgate Productions. They had an idea and they wanted to get it done. And with my modeling resume, I was able to get a look at for the character of Marcus Brown because of what the character needed and my character type. As you know, I did play football at Princeton High School and a little bit at the University of Cincinnati, so this role just kind of fit just for me. So we shot this 8 weeks down in Fairfax, Virginia, and it's full of a diverse cast of young and older, more veteran actors, and it was just a good time being down on the set, which, like I said, it just works perfectly because my character has the same struggles that at times I've experienced growing up. I mean, I did move from one neighborhood to another, from Madisonville to Sharonville, and the changes in the area and the environments made a difference for me. So my character, Marcus Brown, he goes from the city more into the suburbs, and he has to adjust to that life that comes with that area. So it's a great film with a lot of different layers to it, and I think if you see the trailer, you can see there's a lot going on. I mean, it has drama, it has great story, great depth of characters. Michael W. Peterson does a great job as the character CW in the film. And it's just a great family story. I think it's something for everybody in it to see, and I'm hoping that they can come out when it shows.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, too, because you're actually going to make it in for the screenings on Sunday and Monday, the 15th and 16th.
Yes. I'm super excited. I mean, it's a homecoming for me. I mean, I haven't been home in over 2 years, and I was at a prayer group the other day, and I was telling them that I didn't want to come back home until I really had something that was like dynamite, you know, something that I could really hang my hat on and be even more proud of. The modeling, and I still do it, and it's great, but I wanted to knock out a film. So now coming home, I'm just super ecstatic, and I'm looking forward to seeing all my friends and family and hoping that it was a good turnout of support for the film.
But your family, you still have family here then?
Yes, my mother is still there. All my family's still there. You know, everybody's still there, and I'm looking forward to getting back.
Well, I was going to let the Princeton family know that you were coming back as well. And I know the principal, who's retired now, and some other people.
Spiker?
Yes, Mr. Spiker.
Yeah, Mr. Spiker. That's one of, I hope he gets a chance to hear this or sees it, because it's one of the greatest influences in my life as a student coming up. When I went to Schroeder Paideia in Kennedy Heights, he was the principal there, and after a couple of things happened, he ended up leaving Schroeder and then getting the job at Princeton as the principal, and as I transferred there. So when I got there, I saw him. I said, what are you doing here? He said, what are you doing here? He was a great leader for me while I was at Princeton. And my first day of school, he called me out in the auditorium the first day of school because I was talking. He was like, Isaac? And I'm like, come on, man. So, I mean, like I said, all these connections that I have to home really inspire me. And anytime I hear from people at home that are encouraging me and supporting me, I'm thrilled. And it really like a battery charge for me.
Now, What is coming up for you in 2015?
What's coming up for me in 2015, we're going to be pushing this movie very hard throughout 2015 as it opens up in various theaters. But I'm also in development on a new project that's going to take us on a ride into the fashion world in a different time era than that's what you see today. We're going to go into the past a little bit with a story about a remarkable person in the fashion world, because I do have that experience. I know a lot about it, and I want to start to be able to cultivate some stories and develop my own producing skills to where I can bring some projects into Cincinnati and create some opportunities for some people at home. I know it's needed, so I want to continue to be a leader and not a pioneer, but an innovator for young people such as myself that want to continue to do creative and positive things and really keep Cincinnati in a good light and with a good buzz. There's a lot of talent there, and we just got to just cultivate it and get it out here to the rest of the world.
I am intrigued, and I'm sure the listeners are. Please stay in touch with us, Isaac, so that we can catch
Absolutely.
Up with you on that.
Absolutely.
Growing up in Cincinnati, attending a large, diverse district like Princeton, that's benefited you in your career.
Absolutely. The thing about Princeton, as maybe you know, it's so diverse. You have to talk to a lot of different types of people. You get international students, you get students that are as far out as Mason or even Lakota, and you get the kids from Lincoln Heights all the way to Lachlan, and it's a nice mix, and it gave me the skills to get out here into the real world and be able to talk to such a wide range of people. The Upward Bound program, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but The Upward Bound program at the University of Cincinnati was also a big program that really helped me grow as a person. A lot of people don't want to take those classes during the summer or take those Saturday classes, but what it did for me was it gave me a person to touch in almost every community in Cincinnati, because there were so many different students that came from different places. So it just really helped me grow in confidence and social skills and academic skills. And I just did a video for those guys to encourage those students at the Upward Bound program to stay in that program and get all the resources they can, because it really propelled me to where I am today. Good mentors and good people really make a difference in where you go. So it's important for people to know that. And if they can help somebody and lead somebody to a better place, they should take them under their wing and do so. I am a result of good people being around me and great leadership and great people.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you at one of those screenings, and I'll call you out.
Call me out. Like I said, at the top of the pyramid will be in the theaters March 15th and 16th. And like I said, if anybody's looking for me, they can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram.
Perfect. I've been speaking with Isaac J. Sullivan, formerly a resident of Cincinnati, who is now a high fashion runway and print model, actor, and one of the stars of the new film, At the Top of the Pyramid. It opens on Sunday and Monday, March 15th and 16th, at the Cinemark Oakley Station. For more information about the film and about Isaac and how to follow him, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.